Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. I'll tell you, on Monday, my week looked pretty good. My schedule was fairly easy. Tuesday, it tightened up a bit. Wednesday was pretty busy. Yesterday was practically frantic. And today, as soon as I hit upload on this, I am out for my morning walk, and then I'm not going to be back until early evening. So much for my planning. Anyhow, we do have some news, so we better get into it, shall we? Raymond Edward Dandridge, 39, of Harwood, has pleaded guilty to distributing videos depicting the sexual abuse of children, as announced by U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. The videos showed adult males sexually abusing toddlers and infants. Now, Dandridge was currently serving out a 2022 conviction for a similar crime in Anne Arundel County. He communicated with an undercover agent, believing the agent was bringing his 8-year-old daughter so Dandridge could, quote, play with her. He faces a minimum of 15 years in prison, and sentencing is scheduled for September 18th. In some surprising, not so surprising real estate news, Ogle Hall is back on the market. Previously owned by the U.S. Naval Academy Alumni Association and purchased by Fairwinds Capital Investments for $4.6 million, the site is now for sale for an undisclosed price. Fairwinds had wanted to create an inn and an event space to host reunions and weddings, as the Naval Academy had done for years. However, the property was not zoned for that, and neighbors pitched a fit. A compromise was reached, allowing an inn and a museum. But apparently Fairwinds felt that was not enough, so they have enlisted Rosso Commercial to handle the sale. While the price is undisclosed, I suspect with what they spent on fighting City Hall, the asking price is going to be over $5 million. This marks only the second ownership change for Ogle Hall in 80 years. Turning to environmental efforts, the Oyster Recovery Partnership has begun planting 8 million juvenile oysters in Maryland's Herring Bay in southern Anne Arundel County. This initiative is funded by a settlement from the Ever Forward container ship incident. It seeks to restore oyster populations and thereby enhance the ecosystem. The settlement will allow for the planting of up to 150 million oysters in the area, supporting both ecological balance and commercial fishing. All right, a lot of business news. Bloomstone Jewelers, a new jeweler, is launching its first retail store in Annapolis at the Harbor Center. They specialize in lab-grown diamonds, and they're going to open today officially with a celebration on Friday at noon with a grand opening, and the public is invited to that. After losing their lease at Park Plaza in Severna Park, Lido Pizza is getting ready to reopen again on April 23rd, just 1 mile up the road at 342 Ritchie Highway. And for you guys that like crabs, there is a new Crab Shack in town. The Annapolis Crab Shack will be opening at the Gingerville Marine Center on Solomon's Island Road tomorrow at 11 a.m. Now, this is the marina complex that's adjacent to Yellowfin, if you didn't know where that was. So with the nice weather, maybe pick up a bushel and have a feast. With the warm weather comes a lot of events, and I'm going to go through these pretty quickly, so listen up. Opening today at 11 a.m., the Bay Bridge Boat Show at the Bay Bridge Marina, just over the Bay Bridge, that runs through Sunday with 100-plus new and pre-owned boats in the water ready to go for this season, and of course more as well. And I'm not sure I said Bay Bridge enough times during that sentence. Gypsy is underway at the Classic Theater of Maryland on West Street, and that runs through the 28th. The ASO, or the Annapolis Symphony Orchestra, is presenting its Masterworks 5 series this weekend at Maryland Hall. And on Sunday, the Londontown Symphony takes over the Maryland Hall stage. Saturday in the outdoors, the sold-out Annapolis Cup croquet match between the Johnnies and the Mids gets underway at noon, as does the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. And on Sunday, you can kick gas with Annapolis Green as they bring their EV showcase to the first block of West Street. And then you can stroll down to City Dock for the U.S. Naval Academy Drum and Bugle Corps concert at 2 p.m. And if you are into strolling, the annual MS, or Multiple Sclerosis Walk, is on Sunday. It gets underway at 9 a.m. at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium and does go down to City Dock, so expect to see a lot of people with orange t-shirts walking around. And you do want to be sure to catch our local business spotlight this Saturday at noon. We spoke with Catherine Burke, who is the owner of the Annapolis Collection Gallery. And really, it was a great conversation with Catherine. Today on Canines and Crosstracks, we meet Cody. And he is a six-year-old Pomeranian, Shiba Inu, maybe a Chihuahua kind of mixed thing. And for some reason, he's been in the shelter since July. So we do need to get him a home soon. Listen to our spot now and then check out ionannapolis.net at noon for some irresistible photos and get all of the information on how you can adopt them. And again, don't forget that we do have our daily newsletter that features only the top local news stories of the day. We do send it out to your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. Yes, that is 366 days this year. All without a paywall. It's perfect for keeping up with the weekend's news since we don't release a DNB on Saturday or Sunday. Here is a link right here in the show notes. All right, and that's it. Now it's time just to say thank you for listening and putting up with us every day. I do hope that we add some value to your world, and if we do, please leave a review somewhere or tell a friend to give us a listen. We also want to thank our sponsors again, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. It's Friday, the weekend is here, and now it is time just to say have a great weekend. Be nice to others, do something fun, and keep shopping local. Now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find, and of course, Canines and Crosstracks. So do hang around for that. All that's coming your way in just a minute.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Friday, April 12th. A bit of rain yesterday and likely some more today, but gusty winds will take center stage today and tomorrow, with really nice weather to follow Sunday through much of next week. Look for more showers and possibly some storms today, with highs around 70 degrees as winds gust over 35 miles per hour at times, and watch out for some moderate flooding in downtown Annapolis this morning in the usual spots, with sunshine in mid to upper 60s expected tomorrow, as winds gust over 40 miles per hour at times to get the weekend started, with sunshine in 70s on tap Sunday, with next week bringing plenty of sunshine, dry skies, and highs in the 70s and 80s across all of Anne Arundel County. Okay, that's it for today and this week. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day and weekend out there. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
That can only mean one thing. We're headed to the SPCA of Anne Arundel County with Annapolis Subaru to play with the pups for this week's Canines and Cross Treks. Sponsored by Annapolis Subaru. Higher standards.
Well, welcome back to Canines and Cross Treks again. We're back down here at the SPCA, still in the old conference room, and it's still looking awfully neat. Pretty cool.
You guys have kept it really tidy.
Yeah, we've been keeping it clean.
Proud you guys of you. Are probably getting ready to move into the new building in a month or
30,
so.
60, 90 days.
We'll see when the permits come through.
Pretty soon?
Pretty soon. Yep.
I was talking to somebody about, I guess it was Art Farm, and they were just saying just what they had to do to, the hoops to go through for the city. It's just unreal.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable.
But the end is in sight, so that's good.
Right. And you know what's cool is we get so many compliments from people in the community. So all of you out there who've thanked the SPCA about the sidewalk. And so many people, you know, probably don't even realize it, but we had to put that in for them. And so, I mean, it's just like, oh, thank you so much, because now I can take my kids on it and it's safe, because it used to be in the shoulder.
In the roadway.
Yeah, in the roadway. So now a lot of people have actually recognized it and thanked us, which I think is cool.
I partake of that every other week.
Well, good. See?
On Wednesday mornings when I go walk down.
You're walking safely, not in the middle of the road anymore.
That's right. Well, who is our friend this week?
So we have Cody here today, and Cody's 6 years old, and he's a mix. We think he's like Chihuahua, Pomeranian, and
Shiba Inu.
Yeah. So he's super fun, and he's great, and he's been here for a really long time. So he came in July of 2023.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, he was in foster for a little while, so he hasn't been here the whole time. But either way, he's a fabulous dog. He just doesn't like in dog room. He gets really scared, so we've had to keep him kind of off the floor. But he's cute and cuddly once you get to know him. He's a little bit, as you can see, he's kind of independent when he came in and just kind of does his own thing.
You can tell he's been here for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
Yeah, he's independent.
Is he for a one dog family?
Yeah, we're thinking that, because when he does bond with you, he's super bonded. And so there's caretakers that he just absolutely loves that have been, you know, caring for him for a good while now. But he loves to take long walks. He, as you can see, likes toys. He's happy, happy, happy guy. So probably it would be best for him not to have to be bonded with 10 people. It would just be great if he was with maybe a single person or a couple or something like that.
Well, he's cute. He looks sort of like a little miniature mutant German Shepherd kind of, black with a tan highlights. And
exactly. And he's pretty. He's got a great coat on him and everything. But he's a little bit picky with every dog. It's not like every single dog he's friends with. So sometimes he can be picky, and he's just.
No, I'm not friends with anybody I see either.
Has he had any applications or?
He has had applications. But, I know we did a meet and greet for him with the dog, and they didn't like each other. So, it's just things like that might have kept him from getting home faster. But we got to get him out of here.
We need to get Cody some coaching. Some interview
coaching.
What's
to do in a meet and greet? Be nice to the dog you're meeting.
Okay. Come on, Cody.
Don't show your personality quite yet, but it's.
But he does bond, which, everybody's looking for when they're adopting a dog.
Billy, you need to do. I got a job for you. Not that you need another one, but.
Okay.
Do you know what an AMA is? That's an Ask Me Anything on Reddit.
No.
The Subaru subreddit is so active. And it'd be great to have you come in as like a, I'm a GM for Annapolis Subaru or a Subaru dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me anything.
That sounds dangerous. Yeah.
but I mean, there was one I saw that was actually pretty amazing. It was a guy in a Outback drifted off the road. He said he was looking at his cell phone. I mean, which he shouldn't be doing.
Very honest young man.
And he said the tire went off the thing, tried to correct it. He slid. He clipped the back of a telephone pole with his left rear of the car.
Okay.
It rolled down an embankment twice, and he walked out.
Wow.
It had a picture of it. The car just looked totally smacked. He said, I don't think he did this, but it was like, he said they towed it away, and I took an Uber to the Subaru dealership to get another one.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, we get stories like that a lot. Most of the time people won't say they're looking at their phone. It'll be something else. But yeah, it's amazing the way that these cars just take all of the energy from the impact and, you know, and just absorb it all around you and just keep the passengers on the inside of the vehicle safe.
I mean, if you had just shown me that picture without his narrative.
Yeah,
I would have. You know, I don't know that I would have said, oh, my gosh, you know, he was a goner. But I would have gone like he did some time in the hospital.
Yeah. You would not have thought he just walked away.
And I mean, he said it was just like, OK,
wow.
You know, the windshield was busted out. He crawled out the windshield.
So the commercials that they show,
they lived. That was the advertising campaign they did for a while. And it's mm-hmm. true. And we see it, you know, all the time where, you know, we'll have sold somebody a car a year ago, a few months ago, a few years ago. And, you know, unfortunately, we get the calls and they're like, hey, I'm back in the market. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened? And they tell us and then they'll show us pictures. And I mean, it's wild. And there's a lot of, you know, really good preventive active safety on the Subarus that'll you know, keep you from getting in a lot of accidents. But there's still, you know, the other people on the road, there's still a lot of stuff that can happen behind you.
That's the thing that really scares me about the whole self-driving thing. I mean, okay, I can, you know, I'm confident in my own driving. I'm probably pretty confident in my car's own driving. But, you know, Kelly and her new Crosstrek, I'm not so sure.
That's right.
Sure about that.
Yeah. I mean, she hits a curb, you know, and then pops over. Yeah. You never know.
Curbs just jump out of you.
They jump out of nowhere.
Like, where did you come from?
But yeah, but ultimately you couldn't be in a safer vehicle when you're right. in a Subaru.
You couldn't buy from a better dealer. I was looking at the dealerrater.com, mm-hmm. sort of rates everybody, and is like, okay, let's look at the car dealerships in Maryland. I just are sort of curious. And you guys have a 4.9 out of 5.
Wow.
Okay, which is pretty stellar. I mean, it's the top of the line, but most of the other brands, their top ones started at like 4.7 and go down.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt that they treat their customers amazingly well because I'm one of them.
I mean, we went to Dog Raider and SBCA, of course, got a 5, but you know, that
Dog Raider. Dog Raider. Let's start it up.
How about the Cat Raider?
But yeah, no, I thought that was pretty impressive.
Thank you. We take a lot of pride in that. I mean, reputation in this industry is, you know, probably the most important, you know, aspect of what we do. And, you know, the only way that you get a good reputation and get people to leave unsolicited, you know, positive reviews is just by trying to do the right things all the time.
Mm-hmm. And good leadership by you, Billy.
Well, it's gotta be critical. It's gotta be everything in the relationship. And I mean, it, you know, you can have a great experience buying a car, but if you have a horrible experience with the car, mm-hmm. it's not going to be Subaru. Yep. It's going to be an Apple Subaru. It's going to be Billy.
Sure.
Everybody realizes that if you go to a dealer, there's probably going to be a little bit more of a premium on service than, you know, Joe Blow mechanic. But again, you're working with a factory trained person that knows the thing that's going to be done quicker and it's going to be done right. I mean, you know, you hear stories of people going to their mechanic and it's like, oh yeah, I had it back 3 or 4 times and they finally got it right.
Sure.
You know, you do it with Subaru and again, the experience that you have with the service, if you're sitting there, you're waiting for it, or if there's a loaner that's going out, that all adds up.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to Annapolis Subaru. I mean, they're not going to sit there and say, okay, well, Frank and Parts.
Yeah.
Was, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, you know, we obviously don't make the vehicles, but we, you know, our job is to provide the best experience possible, you know, when somebody's making the decision to buy one and then, you know, keeping it maintained, properly maintained. And then, you know, if anything happens mechanically, if anything fails, you know, it's our job to fix it and get it back to work in the way that it should. So
speaking of maintaining Teresa's Crosstrek, we went out hiking last weekend up at Patapsco.
Okay.
And not quite four-wheeling, but it got a little bit of mud on it because of how wet it was.
She freaked out.
And she was quick, like, hey, I need to get this to the car. I said, no, babe, this is what it's supposed to look like.
It's built in the commercials.
Yeah. That's why I keep that big pothole out there so I can test my Crosstrek every single day.
Suspension's still nice.
It is really good.
Yeah, I was like, no, the mud looks good on the white car.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to make sure, you know, they'll make sure the inside smells like the SPCA, you know.
Paw prints all over the
seat. You want to sell those little dangly things that smell like this conference room.
The little air freshener.
Or little spray bottles. We could.
At the paw print.
We could do that.
It just smells like the authentic.
Yeah, feel like you're in the SPCA every time you drive your car.
The authentic SPCA smell. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I told her it gives her street cred, though, with the mud on it.
Of course.
It's true. You're off-road.
Well, you've got SPCA's got your next big thing, I guess, is the Walk for the Animals.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a month and a little bit away.
That's pretty close.
It's coming up May 19th at Quiet Waters.
You've got the 5K run.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big day.
And you've got the car fair show. And the car show.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna have the kissing booth again?
We're gonna have the kissing booth again. Yes.
Wait, is that all on the same day?
All on the same day. Can you believe it? And you're gonna be there.
You guys are nuts.
You will be there. And you're bringing what? An Outback Crosstrek? What are you bringing?
I'm gonna bring something. I'm gonna bring your car.
Swag. So how about the Outbacks? Do you still have a good amount of Outbacks?
Oh yeah,
and
we
the Foresters.
Got a good amount of Outbacks. Good amount of Foresters. Great amount of Crosstreks. We've got them. We've got them all. You can come in and test drive. You know, pretty much one of each model and trim level and
great
rock and roll. Yeah,
that is very cool. So they, I saw online they were talking about the Foresters. There's something new coming out for the Foresters.
So there's going to be, the Forester is getting totally redone, and it will be released probably in, I don't know the exact month, but in the spring of 2025.
Yeah, they're, it's like all over. They're talking.
Yeah, you
about
can see
it.
Pictures of them. They
yeah,
really
the
nice.
Pictures really, yeah. It's funky. It kind of looks more like the wilderness with the trim and all that. Is it the Forester Wilderness or is it just the whole thing is just going to
so
be
so there's not going to be a wilderness in the 2025s. There will be a wilderness in the 2025s, but it'll still be the 2024 body style. The wilderness won't be until 2026 for the new body style, but they're gonna have, they have some really different trim levels. They look really nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it on the lot. I've seen it in person at some of the meetings, but.
But Cody has been here since July, which is crazy. So we need to get Cody out of here no later than tax day.
There you go. Okay? I like that.
Okay.
I
so like you've got 3 days, people that are listening to this, to come down here, get your app in, and play, sit down and play with Cody for a little bit.
That's
I bet you it'll take 20 minutes and he'll be like your BFF.
You see him. He really does. He wants to be a lap dog too. So get your app in, get your taxes in and come adopt Cody.
And you know what? He is small enough to be a lap dog.
He's
not very, he's not Chihuahua small, but he's, sort of like Cocker Spaniel small.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit taller than a Cocker Spaniel, but he's ready to go home and he really should have gone home a long time ago. Go play with him and maybe take him for a walk so you can see how you walk with you and. You'll find out what a great pup he will be in addition to your family. And then you can go up to 149 Old Solomon's Island Road and find out what Subaru looks best around Cody.
I think Cody's a Crosstrek dog.
Totally a Crosstrek dog. I can see that.
I can tell you when I get my Crosstrek though, when I just, those dogs walk through this parking lot, especially in the rain, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I should cover my seat. Well, I don't have to. Those seats really do repel.
Yeah, they
everything.
Clean up really well.
Everything.
So, oh, that material? What,
yeah.
Is it really?
It's the, what is cool. The weather?
Star Tech.
That's right. It's amazing because I literally just brush it right off.
That's cool. That's a big selling feature.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anybody out there with a dog, but we have a lot of volunteers with that have
the Subarus.
Oh yeah, and that is like the reason why.
Oh, it was funny. I was driving down Bay Ridge Road the other day, and there was a scent next to me, and all of a sudden the rear window went down, and I'm sitting in the park or at the traffic light right there at Hillsmere, and maybe you can help me with the breed, but it was a very long face, almost like a greyhound, but long hair.
Afghan maybe.
Yeah, it could have been an Afghan, but it's a real long face. All of a sudden,
they look like a human.
It.
Yeah, I mean, just
it
like
looked like
they
that
resembled
scream.
You. You know, probably an Afghan.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, this dog is looking forward and he turns his head and looks out the window right at me and just sort of looks down at me all condescendingly. And like, I'm like,
and he looked like he had a wig on, right?
He was pretty cool, but he was loving his ascent. So it was
there you go.
Beautiful. And then they took a left into Hillsmere and I went on straight up to 665. But it was come get Cody. He wants to go home. AACSPCA.org. You can see plenty of pictures up there from him. We'll have some pictures here, of course, and AnnapolisSubaru.com if you want to check out any of those Crosstreks or Foresters or Ascents or Solteras or WRX or BRXs or all Outbacks or I think I got them all. Legacies.
Legacies. Imprezas.
Impreza, that's the old one. Yeah. I think we got them all, didn't we?
Got them all. Well done.
Find out why they've got a 4.9 rating on Dealer Rater, because if you're buying a car, you will not be displeased at all. So
we'll do our best to take great care of you.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. See you then.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at HospiceChesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, eyeonannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Eye on Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.